Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I'm so glad you joined us, and I pray the Lord will bless you in our time together. Before I begin sharing what the Lord has placed on my heart, I would like just to open the broadcast as well as this week's worth of ministry with prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to gather together in the Spirit of the Lord and to reflect and to meditate and to consider your wonderful works, the things that you have done for us. Father, I thank you for every listener, and Lord, I ask you to minister to their specific and personal needs. Lord, some need your mighty intervention in a great way in their lives right now. Lord, I pray this very word you would have me share will minister to their heart, will strengthen them. Father, I take authority over every work of darkness, every work of the enemy, to bring a spirit of fear. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, and discouragement and despair and oppression. Lord, you've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And so, Father, I pray that as we spend these next few moments together, Lord, whatever shadows, whatever darkness, whatever oppression your beloved may be experiencing, Lord, that they will sense your presence most of all. And Lord, they will feel your love and your care towards them. Lord, you said before Jesus ever left this earth, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you've given the precious Holy Spirit to be with us at all times in our lives. And we can come to you exactly as we are. So, Lord, I lift every listener and I pray that you will bless them in a powerful way and bless our time together as we go into your word. Holy Spirit, anoint your word to the heart of every listener in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share a message I've entitled Experiencing God's Deliverance. And I don't know if anything is more precious than that, than to know that there is a God in heaven who cares about you and I. Sometimes we might feel we're such weak, fragile creatures with very little strength, but we have a God who loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to walk as a man. He walked this earth. He's coming again, praise God. But because he walked this earth, he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He knows all the things that confront us, all the things, the trials and testings that we go through in our Christian walk. And Lord, I'm just asking you to minister to the hearts of your people and anoint this time together, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'd like to share three verses of a beautiful psalm, Psalm 40, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God for his word. Well, we're just going to look in depth and in detail at these few verses, these three verses that I've shared with you. And we're going to start by looking at the wonderful works of the Lord, four things that he does for us. And whether you are a new Christian or whether you've walked with the Lord for a length of time, you can say amen with David the psalmist, because this was his experience. He said he waited patiently for the Lord. He was in a bad place, and God rescued him. So let's now look at the four things that God does for us. First of all, he brings us up out of a horrible pit. That Hebrew word brought refers to a coming up or an ascending, to be exalted, lifted up, to bring up. And beloved, that describes the power of our Savior. We're totally helpless in ourselves. And we cannot do anything to deliver ourselves. In fact, that was the place we actually had to come to, many of us, if we did not accept Jesus as a child, when we were mature and adult and thought we had it all together, and we finally had to come to the place that we realized we didn't, and we needed a power and a strength beyond ourselves. This bringing up, this lifting up, describes the power of our Savior. And that word pit comes from the Hebrew root word bor, which means to bore, in the sense of examine. And the actual word that is used is bor, B-O-W-R, which refers to a hole, a well, a cistern, a dungeon, or a grave. None of those very pleasant places. And in the Near East, that cistern, which is one of the meanings of that word, was an artificial reservoir. It was man-made, and it was used for storing liquid, especially water. It was an underground tank for storing rainwater, and cisterns that were empty were used for prisoners. If you recall, in Jeremiah, the 38th chapter, he was put in that empty cistern. He was put in that place and really left to die, but God did deliver him and rescue him. And basically, this word horrible describes a yawning chasm, a pit of desolation, destruction, or despair. And some lexical aids to the Old Testament say that this adjective usually depicts the crashing din of a huge crowd of people, and that this verse is problematic in interpretation. Well, as I was thinking about it, I said, no, not really, because when the word says that he brought us up out of a horrible pit, in a sense, that refers to, I believe, those who have had experiences in visiting hell. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight and narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." That's Matthew 7:13. And those who had that experience of visiting hell, it's a place of terrible suffering, of din, of noise, of smoke, of tremendous anguish, and a total lack of hope. And beloved, this is a picture of a Sheol, if you were, a Shaun. It denotes an uproar, a noise, a tumult, a rumbling, rushing waters, a great crowd of people. And if that wouldn't be a description of hell, I don't know what is. And beloved, there are several ways we can look at this. First of all, once we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he has rescued us from that horrible pit of hell. Beloved, this is the condition of a sinner or someone who has just refused. Of course, they are sinners. If they refuse that great salvation in Jesus Christ, that's really the only sin there ever really is, refusing and denying the God's power, his love that sent Jesus in the world, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish in hell, but have everlasting life. And so, beloved, Jesus has rescued us from that horrible pit. There is salvation in no other name than the name of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if if you've called upon the name of the Lord, if you've believed in Jesus, that he came into this world as a man, that he suffered and died and was raised again by the power of God, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for his people, then if you believe that in your heart and confess it in your mouth, you shall be saved. That's how one becomes saved, by simply believing. It's a simple act on our part, but it costs the Son of God, the Son of Man, everything. He suffered and died in our stead, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And Jesus did that for us on that cross of Calvary. But beloved, there are times that as believers, we can feel like we're sliding down a slippery slope. Remember Jeremiah? He was confined to that cistern, and that wasn't because he was a sinner, he had disobeyed God. He was there because he obeyed God, and the people of Israel did not want to hear his message from God. So if you find yourself in what feels like a horrible pit, it doesn't mean you're a sinner. It doesn't mean you aren't walking with God. It can mean that the forces of hell have raised up against you, and they're trying to do everything they can to get you to forsake God, to discourage you, to turn away. Well, I can see my time is coming close to a time that I must say goodbye for this broadcast, and we're going to pick up right here. We're going to talk about the believers who you might feel like you're in that condition right now, and I pray that the Lord will rescue you with his love and that you will experience his deliverance. And we're going to go in to a greater depth and degree on tomorrow's broadcast, and I pray that you'll be able to join me at this same time. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And if at any point you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast anytime at your convenience. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I do invite you to write. There's power in agreeing prayer, beloved. And you may never have written to a radio broadcast minister, but this is a ministry of correspondence and prayer raised up by God over 50 years ago. So if the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart, he has a reason. And so I encourage you to write and jot down that contact information the announcer will give. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.